What counsel can I give to my otherwise solid Christian friend who just got engaged to her non-Christian boyfriend? You make sure that she knows the text, the key text. There's more than one, but the key text in 1 Corinthians 7, I think it's verse 39, where it says, let them marry only in the Lord. That little phrase, only in the Lord, is added to an otherwise innocent marriage to say, don't go outside the Lord to marry. And so make sure she knows that that's there so that she's dealing with truth. Then you got to deal with, well, how does she respond to it? If she says, I don't care, then you got one thing to deal with. If she says, I don't think it means that, then you got another thing to deal with. And if she says, I think I should do this one sin and God will forgive me, then you got another thing to deal with. I mean, so how you counsel would depend on the response to the biblical truth. And so I think in general, I would say take her, or it could be him as well, but this is her, take her to the text to show her that, encourage her that the right understanding of that is that Christians should only marry Christians. Then say a few other things. Number one, God only tells us to do things that are good for us. I know it feels to you like if you say no to this guy, you'll never get anybody. And that feels like a condemnation, a damnation, a ruination of my life. It isn't. It isn't. He may change. If not, God will sustain you, and it will be better. And second, how can you be intimately, psychologically, spiritually, physically, intimately involved with a man who does not say Jesus is Lord, who doesn't love your Savior, who doesn't... See, what's at root here is she's loving this man more than she's loving Jesus. Because if she really loved Jesus and he were satisfying to her and her best friend and walked with her and talked with her and sustained her and she loved Christ, the fact that he didn't, he says, I don't want anything to do with him. He's not my Lord. He's not my Savior. I think that's mythological or foolish. The emotional of what is she saying by saying, I delight in him when the essence of him is anti-Jesus. That's who he is. He's anti-Jesus. Women or men who go that direction show that their capacities for loving Christ have shrunk down and they're not feeling or thinking straight about loving Christ. What does it mean to know him, love him, walk with him, cherish him, be satisfied in him, treasure him? It can't mean what it should mean if a Jesus rejecter is valued as a husband over obedience to Christ.